America's liberty is under assault and women are rising to the defense. It's time for Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM The Answer. Common sense talk with women and men about politics and standing up for America. With your host, nationally acclaimed speaker and author, Debbie Georgiadis. Ladies Can We Talk starts now.
Good evening and welcome to Ladies Can We Talk. Thank you so very much for tuning in. This is a two-hour show once a week, and we try to cover everything important relating to America. So sometimes we talk too fast. But anyway, seriously, welcome to Ladies Can We Talk. We just have a great show lined up tonight, and I'm going to quickly run through what we're going to be talking about. I do want to talk about some really important things related to the speaker race. The idea we have to replace the Speaker of the House, United States Congress, and John Boehner has apparently, he's promised he's leaving by October 30th. And there's some really important thoughts about that. We have two great guests calling in tonight. First, in this first hour, we're speaking to a woman named Tammy Nance. She is the editor-in-chief of Smart Girl Politics. And if you don't know Smart Girl Politics, you will by the end of this show. It's a great group. And we're going to be talking with her about women, the Second Amendment, gun rights, all tied into this story in Oregon, the tragedy and the tragic shooting in Oregon, and how do competent, responsible women respond to that? She's written a great piece on that. She's just a really smart lady. I'm looking forward to talking with her. And in the second hour, we're going to be speaking with a man who many of you, by the end of January of next year, will know his name, and you may actually know his name now. His name is Chris Paranto, or he goes by the nickname of Tonto, and he was one of the three men who was in the security annex in Benghazi during the attack in September of 2012. And there is a book coming out. The book is out. In fact, I've read it. The book is out called 13 Hours. And there's going to be a movie coming out talking about what really happened in Benghazi in the 13 hours after the American compound was attacked in Benghazi. And the story is riveting. The book is riveting, and I'm sure he's going to be just wonderful to talk with. So he's going to call in about an hour from now. We'll talk with him. And then we're going to talk about a lot of other things impacting America. We're going to talk about the presidential elections. And in the second hour, my leading ladies who are joining me tonight are Dorinda Randall and Carrie Kellerman. We've been talking for about an hour and a half before we got here tonight. So we're laughing. They're here already in the studio kind of laughing about things. But anyway, we're going to talk a lot about the presidential race. And then I want to be sure we cover one thing to tell you about, which has to do with a new law in California designed to protect women. And I hope at the end of this show, you will agree with us that it is an insulting law. It is a law designed, it is a law based on the premise that women are too helpless and weak to possibly speak up for themselves, so they need to have government try to make life fairer. And it is actually a job-destroying law. In fact, once the law was passed, business is actually already talking about leaving California. So we'll talk about that law too. So stay tuned. But in this first segment, I call this segment my Speak Up for America segment. And I often pick one of the building blocks of America. I talk about all sorts of things that matter to America, that make America great. And a lot of times are things like the rule of law or limited government. But what I want to talk about tonight is the importance of the race for speaker, or for the, more precisely, it is the importance of the decision that will be made by the elected members of the United States Congress, the House, to choose a new Speaker of the House. The incumbent, he still is incumbent, Speaker John Boehner, did leave. He announced he was stepping down not only as Speaker of the House, but actually leaving his congressional seat. And he was really driven out because conservatives have complained over the last 6 years that he does not ever stand strong on conservative messages of any kind. He does not stand up for conservative ideas. So he has finally realized he didn't have the votes. He is not going to remain Speaker because when the vote came along for who would be Speaker, he knew he wasn't going to win it. On top of that, there was a congressman named Mark Meadows, who is from South Carolina, I think it is. And he filed a motion to vacate the chair. This is actually permitted. It's a very, very rare thing. But it was a motion. It didn't say who should replace John Boehner. It simply was a motion that was going to go to the floor of the House to vacate the chair. It's essentially a message saying, you don't have the support of us anymore. And so that motion was a very public challenge to John Boehner's speakership. And the reason I want to talk about it and why it matters so much, it's very simple to think about the Speaker of the House as just kind of one of the many jobs that's part of the Republican caucus, part of the Republican leadership, and it's just a title or, you know, maybe it does have some responsibilities with it, and there's a majority leader job, and there's a, you know, chair of the caucus job. There are jobs that are just mightily sought after when people are elected to represent you, represent their district in Congress. They go to Congress, and many people are almost instantly desiring to get themselves into a higher role, to get into leadership, to be a recognized leader in Congress. And so part of what's happened over time is that people get leadership jobs and they remain in leadership. And when someone like the Speaker either steps down or retires, then everyone moves up the stair steps. It's kind of a whose turn is it kind of thinking. Well, now that Boehner's gone, maybe the next guy, who was Kevin McCarthy, should have been his turn. And if you think of this job as just whose turn is it next? But this is part of what the conservative base, it's not just the Tea Party, it's heart and, you know, heart and soul Republicans are trying to say to their elected representatives, we want things to change in Washington. We want to hear you actually stand up to President Obama and all the really bad things he's doing to this country. And what people have been observing, instead of watching Republican leadership stand up, is they watch their elected representatives come back to districts, their own districts where they're from, campaign to their base, campaign to their voters, promise they stand for this conservative idea and that conservative idea, and they're going to stand strong and they're going to fight. And they go to Washington, and before the day is done, they've actually capitulated on everything they said they would do. They, in fact, the argument that you'll often hear from John Boehner and also on the Senate side, in the United States Senate, there's also a Republican majority, and the majority leader in the Senate is Mitch McConnell, another Republican, who, along with John Boehner, has, for the most part, ever since President Obama was elected, simply decided, we, the Republicans, we stand for things. We say we do. We care. We're fighting for these things. But if we know that if we pass something and the president, President Obama, will veto it, he won't accept it, and then once the veto happens, the law would come back to the Congress, if the leaders, if McConnell and Boehner can see they don't have the votes to override a veto, they simply won't try to push what they stand for. They say, we shouldn't bother doing it. Let's not pass it. Let's not make this argument. Let's just let it go because we can't override President Obama's veto. So let's not even try. It's kind of like saying, why engage in the race? Why go for this job interview? Why play the game of baseball or the upcoming basketball game? Why do it? If you know you lose, just don't play. And this is what the leadership, the actual, and I use the word leadership, I'm making air quotes, the leadership of the GOP has said for the last 6+ years. No point in passing anything that President Obama might veto. And this past 6 years has been extremely consequential in America. We have had the president ignore the Constitution, issue executive orders that completely defy what he's permitted to do. We have Obamacare executive orders where he gives exemptions to his friends, carve-outs to his buddies, all sorts of things where he's saying, he, the president, is saying, I don't follow the Constitution. He's really taunting. President Obama's taunting the GOP because he's saying, I'm going to do things I have no constitutional authority to do, and I know you won't stop me. And so far, he's been right. So now we have this precious opportunity in the Congress, in the U.S. House, to pick a new speaker. And there's a group of members of Congress called the Freedom Caucus, about 40 members of the United States, or the Republicans representing their districts in Congress, who have unified around one particular person. And I'm leading up to tell you this story to say this. K. Kevin McCarthy was, if you're on the establishment side, it was his turn to be his turn to become Speaker of the House because he was next in line, just moving up the rungs of the ladder. But he discovered he couldn't win. He realized he couldn't win the vote. What I'm saying is the conservatives have actually gotten some backbone and said, no, we're not going to play the game as usual. We're not going to salute and let the next person step up and become the Speaker of the House. We want someone with passion, with clarity, with conservative ideas. And so this is my Speak Up for America moment. I want to say to get to this important point. We have never tried in this Obama era actually having a speaker who is an articulate, passionate, committed conservative who will say the things the American people want to hear, who will say the things that cause the American people to vote the Republican majorities in 2010 and 2014. Those voters are out there. They're waiting to hear someone as a Speaker of the House to say the things they believe. They're waiting to hear that strength. And an actually inspiring, passionate, conservative Speaker of the House could really rally the people, could rally the American people around our ideas. And so when the Republican majority passes things that they know President Obama wouldn't like, they ought to, they need to pass those things, get it through the Senate, get it on Obama's desk. They need to start a running list of all the things Republicans try to do and President Obama blocked. And you know what? If we can't override the veto, if the president vetoes it and things go back to Congress and there aren't enough votes to override the veto, so what? So what? So you have a record. I'd like a long record. By the time the presidential elections come around, by the time the primary comes around early next year, there should be a list of things the GOP tried to do. The Democrat president said no, and it gives the American people a stark choice. Many people don't turn out to support the GOP in primaries. They don't turn out for presidential races because they never see strength coming from the Republican Party. This is a great opportunity for that Freedom Caucus, for the people who we elected to Congress, who represent you. It's a great chance for them to say, we want to find a visionary, we're going to stand for what we believe in, we're going to pass the laws we believe in, and we're going to let a record be built of what the GOP stands for and what President Obama stands for, and that gives the American people the choice they need. It's time for visionary, outspoken, conservative leadership in the GOP Congress, and I think the American people will come on right behind us. The people will be rallied by this. They will back the GOP, and you know, we've never tested what exactly will Obama do if he encounters pressure, because you know what? In the whole 6 years plus he's been there, he's never encountered it. He's never had to make a decision that, wow, the American people are against me. I got a bill on my desk. And, you know, whether he vetoes it or he signs it, the GOP wins. If he vetoes it, we're building our record. If he signs it, we did the right thing. So this is Debbie Georgiadis, and this is Ladies Can We Talk and 660 AM The Answer. We're going to zip off to our break now, and we come back, I'm going to talk just a little bit about the Oregon shooting, the tragedy there, and some of just facts and figures about guns and the Second Amendment in America. And then at 630, we'll be talking with the editor-in-chief for Smart Girl Politics, Tammy Nance. This is Debbie Georgiadis, 660 AM The Answer. Come on back after our break.
660 AM, The Answer. 660 AM, TheAnswer.com. The Michael Medved Show.
One of the country's most prestigious magazines is so disgusted with the presidential campaign, they have an article with a headline F and then the candidate's name. No, it's not Donald Trump. Who is it? We'll tell you next time on The Medved Show. The candidate in Florida for Marco Rubio's seat says he practices a religion where he sacrifices goats and drinks their blood. Who is it? We'll tell you next time on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 5. Right after the Sean Hannity Show at 2, 660 a.m., The Answer.
The October 2015 shooting in Oregon was tragic.
Reactions by many on the American left were predictably repetitive and unhelpful. More gun control. In Chicago, home of Democrat rule for decades and home of very strict gun control laws, someone gets shot every 2.8 hours. And in Baltimore, also with tough gun laws, just in September of 2015, homicides were up 39% and non-fatal shootings nearly doubled compared with just 1 year earlier. Taking guns away from law-abiding Americans punishes the innocent without addressing the real issues. The real issues are things like this: a government that creates anger by consistently telling various groups of hyphenated Americans that they are victims, that hatred in America abounds, families broken and divided. The Oregon shooter's dad had not seen his son in 2 years. Mental health issues. The shooter's social media was filled with idiocy and rage suggesting mental health issues. America needs to work to prevent violence, but we need to focus on solutions that address the real causes.
Check, please.
No, I got it. That's the second time this week. And you got a new smartphone? Did you get a raise?
Nope, I got a refi on my car loan with EECU Credit Union.
Can I get one too?
Sure, just call 800-849-9977. They'll beat your current APR by 2% and lower your payment.
2%? Heck, with that kind of money, I could buy lunch for you and get that new 50-inch TV.
Yeah, I was paying 4% APR and they took me down to 2% APR. Plus, I got up to 90 days to make my first payment.
But you're not a teacher.
You don't have to be a teacher to refinance your car loan with EECU. Just call 800-849-9977 or visit eecu.org/660. Tell them your current APR, and as long as you've had your loan at least 90 days, they'll beat it by 2%.
Can't beat that.
But you got to move fast. It's a limited-time offer in celebration of their new Alliance Town Center branch. So call 800-849-9977 or visit eecu.org/660.
Subject to credit approval. Floor rate is 2.00 annual percentage rate. Membership required. Not valid with loans currently financed with EECU. Additional terms and conditions apply. Call 800-849-9977 for details.
Dallas Baptist University Women's Night Out featuring Shonda Pierce, Thursday, October 15th, 2015, with Lindsay McCall and Karen Williams.
You ever tried to put on a pair of Spanx in an airplane bathroom? My body twisted in ways I didn't know it could.
Focus on the funny. Get your women's group together for a fun night out. Women's Night Out at Northwood Church in Keller, Texas.
So, you know, I was. I didn't want to give in to the peer pressure, but they already had their bags of mascara out and their lipstick, and I'm like, what I got? Bliss text.
Tickets on sale at itickets.com. Call 1-800-965-9324. For group tickets, go to getgrouptickets.com or call 844-381-4751. Buy 10 or more reserve seats at one time and save $5 per ticket. Buy 30 or more reserve seats at one time and save $5 per ticket and get two free tickets from Salem Media Group, Inc. and Awakening Events.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called Non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
660 AM, The Answer.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey there, welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. We just have a great guest calling in at 6:30 tonight, and the group she represents or she is with is called Smart Girl Politics, and her name is Tammy Nance, and she's our editor-in-chief, and I'm going to let her tell you more about her organization, but I will tell you one quick thing about them. I went to their Smart Girl Politics Summit a few years ago, and they had great speakers and on political issues of all kinds, but you know, they always at these kind of conferences, they have outings, and so, you know, usually it's kind of off to hear a special speaker or break up into discussion groups and talk about whatever it is, and those are all great things, but theirs was, they had an afternoon off to go out to the gun range. They practice shooting. And so it's kind of funny because I grew up in upstate New York in a small town where I didn't know any, well, I guess I knew some of my friends' dads went hunting, but I wasn't familiar with guns at all. And I really come to understand better the larger societal, political, balance of power issues related to guns than I used to understand. And, you know, we had, and I wanted to talk about those with you tonight. I want to have this Tammy Nance, whom I have not met. We've just been emailing. She's Liz Beck East. But I think it's important for women, because I know my reaction used to always be when I would hear about like this case in Oregon, which was just a horrible tragedy. A young man brought a gun to an Oregon Community College campus, and he lined people up and essentially asked, are you Christian? And if they said yes, he shot them in the head. If they said no, or whatever else they said, he shot them in some other non-lethal place. But the point of it was, after this horrible incident, just heartbreaking and horrible, and your heart goes out to the school and the families and the victims, but the reaction of the left is always, we should take away guns. And there was immediate reaction by President Obama, even before he knew the facts about this, you know, the need for gun control. And I've come to understand this issue a lot better than I used to. And I really want to talk with you about this, because I think that women, and also just generally people who don't use guns, who don't have guns in their home or don't use guns, they just feel frightened by them. And I understand that. But guns provide, you know, first of all, we have a Second Amendment, of course, it says that people have the right to bear arms. And the Supreme Court ruled prior to the several years ago now, after many years of arguments about the idea that the Second Amendment didn't really mean you get to own your own gun. It was talking about militias. But the Supreme Court actually ruled very clearly, no, actually it means what it says, that the citizens have the right to bear arms, which means to have in your possession arms. So I want to talk about reacting to this incident in Oregon, and what is the most logical way to react and what are not logical ways to react. Because it can seem like the easiest thing is just take all the guns out of society and that'll fix it. But you need to ask yourself, how is anyone going to take all the guns out of society? And I want to just tell you some things that I learned since then that I think are really, really vital. Number one, and this doesn't make any gun tragedy okay, they're always tragic, but you will hear leftists, President Obama, for example, said after the Charleston speech, Charleston shooting, President Obama said, we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. It doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. And Senator Harry Reid made a similar statement in June. He said the United States is the only advanced country where this type of mass violence occurs. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to post this on the Facebook page for Ladies Can We Talk. That is a lie. Those statements are lies. They're not even close to true. And you know, it's interesting, when I saw this, I realized that I've heard leftists and media people say so often, well, this doesn't happen anyplace else, that I just kind of assumed it was true. You know, shame on me, because it's not close to true. The facts are that there are many more countries, Western civilized countries, when you actually study mass gun violence, and they attach the definition of mass violence being four or more people shot, America's not even close to the top of the list. Whether you compare death rates, you compare frequency of it occurring, the bottom line is, it's not true that America is this horribly violent place. That's not to say we shouldn't work on the real problems that cause gun violence. And I'll tell you some of the real problems. Just before this segment, my new commercial I recorded for this show talked about that, real causes of violence in America. We have a president and one political party that works very hard to divide America, to tell Americans that we're all divided in hyphenated groups, and they were told often that there's so much prejudice, so much hatred, so much. And we have the president talking about the police and really, really kind of indicting the police and claiming that the police are unfair to certain segments of society. We have political statements that create a culture of suspicion, create a culture of distrust. This is not helpful. This leads to violence. It doesn't cause violence. It leads to violence. We have in the case of a particular shooter in Oregon was a young man who hadn't seen his dad in 2 years. And there are plenty of wonderful single moms. My sister-in-law is a single mom. I understand many wonderful single moms. But many of the shooters, when you study their behaviors, they have mental illness questions. They have medications that were not wise for them to be taking for the mental illness questions. They come from single parent homes where there's just not enough time for a parent to pay adequate attention to the child. In this particular kid's case, his dad hadn't seen him in 2 years. There are real societal causes. The gun didn't cause the problem. Now, to get to the last point before We're going to zip off of it and come back and talk to our friend Tammy Nance. And that is this, just the pure logic of this. If you are a gun-owning person, the vast majority of gun owners in America have never killed anyone. The vast majority. And in fact, guns are often used in protection for women, for men, in private homes, in businesses. There are plenty of cases that the media will never report where a gun actually either prevents a killing, prevents violence, prevents a robbery, actually works to save people's lives. So if you pass laws that say that you think that law-abiding people will follow and you make it harder and harder to get guns, the law-abiding people in this country will do as law-abiders do. They will follow the law. They won't get a gun. But all the people who use guns for crimes don't care what the law is. They're criminals. That's the definition of criminal. They don't care what the law is. And so, you know, this battle goes on over gun rights in around the country and in Texas. But it's really important to think about what is the logical answer to that argument. If you hear a liberal say, well, you know, if they take away more guns, sounds better to me if there's fewer guns. But the point of that, the idiocy of that is that the criminals don't care what the law says. They'll get guns. The law-abiding will follow the law, and they won't have arms on hand when they need it. And so I put this on our Facebook page, our Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page, but Governor Jerry Brown in California just signed into law that says essentially concealed carry, people who have a concealed carry license cannot carry guns on campuses. So just stop and think about this. This is a reaction to a kid who brought his gun on campus and killed people. And so what Jerry Brown is saying, the answer is that the law-abiding people who pass the test to know how to handle a gun, who pass the test to get a concealed carry license, so they've been trained and they carry guns all the time, but they can't carry them to a place where but everybody knows nobody has a gun. I mean, gun-free zone is like saying police-free zone. It's like playing police-free bank. We have a bank here, no security, no police, but don't worry. It's the most idiotic thing. We invite criminals to campuses by announcing they are gun-free because they know no one's going to stop them. So the exact opposite of the logical answer is what California came up with. They have now banned concealed guns on campuses, so the Oregon shooter or someone just like him can go into campuses in California and, of course, commit whatever he or she wants because, after all, no one else will have a gun. I'm going to zip off to this segment. I'm going a little tiny bit long, but tell you one last quick thing. This Oregon shooter, his dad was interviewed in the media. Dad who hasn't seen his kid in 2 years and acknowledges he knew his kid had problems. He blamed this conduct on the easy access to guns in our society. Instead of saying, I'm mortified that my child did this. I'm so dreadfully sorry for all the loss of life. I wish I could go back in time and fix this. I'm terribly sorry. Instead, he makes the easy blame game, as the American left does, blame the gun. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to be smarter than that. We have to be smarter. This is Debbie George Asrett. Ladies, Can We Talk? And 660 AM, The Answer. We're going to zip off to our break. And after the break, we're going to be talking with Tammy Nance of Smart Girl Politics. She wrote a great column. It's posted on the Ladies, Can We Talk? Facebook page about guns and protection of children. So please come back after the break to Ladies, Can We Talk? On 660 AM, The Answer.
3 hours a day is all I ask. Join me, Sean Hannity, from 2 to 5 each weekday, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Just in time for Halloween, 660 AM, The Answer presents The Democratic Debate. And you can watch it live with your friends at the Studio Movie Grill in Dallas. Come out and join Mark Davis and John David Wells. This one just might scare your socks off as we gather to see what we're up against next November. This Tuesday at the Studio Movie Grill in Dallas. Tickets are just $10. Available at 660amtheanswer.com.
Sponsored by AAA Auger Plumbing Services.
Some groups on the American left claim that they're standing up for women when they push pro-choice views, demand taxpayer-funded birth control, and argue for same-sex marriage. But these groups are not standing up for women, they're standing up for liberal, political, and social views.
But there's a reason they claim they're standing up for women. Once they stake out the pro-women ground, they can attack people who disagree with their political views as anti-women. The truth is, millions of women do not agree with left-wing views. Women have created new political groups over the last 6 years that advocate for conservative ideas. Here are just a few. Ladies Can We Talk, Smart Girl Politics, Susan B. Anthony List, Independent Women's Forum, Kitchen Cabinet, Voices of Conservative Women, Concerned Women of America, Eagle Forum. The political energy among American women is on the conservative side today because conservative ideas actually work and they uphold the values of millions of American women.
Is there a section in your closet specifically reserved for those smaller clothes you don't fit into anymore? You just can't bring yourself to part with them, but you haven't worn them in a while, right? I'm Dr. Jim, and it's time to get with the program, our program at Fat Loss DFW. You'll lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed with my doctor's supervised plan, customized for your individual body type, like Janelle in North Richland Hills.
Years of bad eating squeezed me right out of my skinny jeans. I didn't want to wear a bathing suit, and my self-esteem was rock bottom. After doing the Fat Loss DFW program, all I want to do is go to the pool now. My transformation has been incredible.
You too can start feeling better about yourself and get back into those clothes you haven't worn for years. Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed and regain your self-confidence with Fat Loss DFW.
To learn more, visit FatLossDFW.com. That's FatLossDFW.com or call Dr. Jim at 844-801-THIN. That's 844-801-THIN.
We are visiting our friend Chef Tom Fleming at Crossroads Diner. What do you have cooking today, Tom?
Have you had a chicken piccata? Come on, say it with me. Piccata. Haven't heard of it? Sorry for you, bro. We pan sear our own chicken and lemon and capers in a sauce so good, you want to swim in it. We call it the backstroke sauce. But the real stars of the dish are the herb-roasted Yukon potatoes. Trust me, you won't know what you want more of, the chicken or the tater.
Fresh ingredients sure to please any sophisticated palate and taste at affordable diner prices in a casual environment. Crossroads Diner. Come eat with us. We're off of Walnut Hill, just east of 75. Open for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Or visit us on the web at crossroads-diner.com. Homestyle goodness meets traditional diner. Great recipes, fresh ingredients, comfortable environment, and genuine hospitality are the heart and soul of Crossroads Diner. We'll be waiting for you.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Listen to us live on iHeartRadio, 660 AM, The Answer.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hello there. Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in. Well, we have our guests on the line. I mentioned earlier tonight, we have Tammy Nance of Smart Girl Politics. Hey there, Tammy.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy you're on. Well, we've been talking about gun violence and the Oregon shooting, and I do want to get into it. You just wrote a fabulous article. In fact, I told our listeners, I put it up on our Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page. It's called, Hey, Mr. President, Doesn't My Kid Deserve Protection Too? It's a great title. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask you, give you a chance, if you would, just to tell our listeners, I've actually touted Smart Girl Politics on this show before, and my mantra that all the energy in women and politics is on the conservative side. So would you tell our listeners about Smart Girl Politics?
I would agree wholeheartedly that the energy is on our side. Smart Girl Politics is an organization that was formed in 2008 by two stay-at-home moms who were extremely passionate about what was going on the political landscape at the time. And they created a site that is written by women for women. And we are mostly conservative women. Well, I would say we're all conservative women, but we don't limit ourselves to reaching only conservative women. The whole idea is to pull in, women of like mind from both sides of the aisle to educate them and engage and really just, I don't know, get them involved in the political landscape. So many people on our side for so long have not been involved. Conservative women tend to be the quieter bunch, have been in the past at least, you know. But I think in the last 7 or 8 years, we've seen a shift in that take place, and it's been encouraging.
It is encouraging. It's downright exciting. You know, my mantra for this show is all issues are women's issues, and I try to make the point that the left just seems to pigeonhole women into thinking that all they care about are two or three of the kind of social issues. And I have exactly the same motive as you're talking about with Smart Girl Politics. With my Ladies Can We Talk, I want us to talk about politics, to think, to understand what's happening to our country, to form ideas based on knowledge. But I want to jump to your article. So we could go on other things too, I'm sure. But, you know, right after this horrific shooting in Oregon at the community college in Roseburg, President Obama and other liberals right away came out with the idea that the answer to this problem is to advocate for more gun control. I thought you wrote a great piece giving a counter view of that. So just you tell our listeners what's wrong with Obama's view.
Well, I was offended that day when he went to the podium. I don't often tune in to listen to the entirety of his speeches because, frankly, they bore me. But that day, I was real upset about what had happened, and I wanted to hear what he had to say. And so I tuned in, and he stood there and lectured me while he was surrounded with armed guards, and should be, about how I don't deserve to protect my child, or, you know, our children don't have the right to be, essentially, to be protected in schools. He immediately, right out of the gate, literally before parents at that school even knew who, you know, if their children were the ones that were shot. Literally, the bodies had not all been taken out of the building yet, according to some of the reporters on the scene. And he was already at the podium telling us how we need stricter gun control. And the fact of the matter is only about 6 to 8% of legal guns are used, legally purchased guns are used in any kind of murders in this country that are, you know, of all kinds of murders, not just in most of those are domestic violence. They are not usually the guns that are used in these kind of events are illegally purchased. But regardless of that fact, we could go on and on about all those statistics. But the point of it is, gun-free zones our kids are being targeted. Essentially, a target is being put on their backs because these criminals know they're going to be able to go on to these universities and, grade school campuses, and they're not going to be met with anybody who has a firearm unless a parent in a state where, you know, concealed carry is allowed on the premises but not in the school, unless you have a parent that might by some chance be on the school that, school grounds that day, or, you know, if the school resource officer is at that school at that particular time, most of the time we don't have anybody there who's armed. And so they know that. They go in. These people are cowards. Most of them are not of sound mind, and they go in and go out in a blaze of glory before they kill themselves or, you know, die by police shooting. And so that's not the answer. The answer, we could go on all day about what the answers are, but gun-free zones are not the answer.
Yeah,
and I was very offended by that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I was saying before the last break how gun-free zone is an invitation to a criminal because what could possibly go wrong with their plan? There's no one to stop them. It's kind of like saying, you know, a police-free bank. We have no security guards, no police come here. It's like, come on in and rob us. It's kind of saying so.
It's an invitation.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I thought another great point you made, because it is always the American left that comes up with, you know, the answer to any crime or any horrible tragedy like this is to advocate further gun control. But you made a great point in your article, too, about how gun control advocacy is kind of a form of a war on women. It's telling women, don't arm yourselves, don't be able to protect yourselves.
It is, and I believe it's also a war on children. Women, I think, are probably the ones that potentially can benefit the most from owning guns, because we are typically smaller, not quite generally as capable of defending ourselves, although that's not always the case, but I would say as a general rule, it's true. And so we're the ones that, you know, having a firearm, if that is a choice that we have made, can mean the difference between living and dying. I've never felt more empowered than when I'm at the range shooting. Or when I go out into public, and my husband's in law enforcement, and so many, many years ago, I got my concealed carry. Well, I only recently got my concealed carry permit. I started learning to shoot many, many years ago, and it was because, you know, we constantly would run into people on the street that maybe he had arrested or whatever, and it became a concern, and so I began to learn how to use a firearm. I'd shot a little bit as a child, but, you know, had not had any interest in it until, you know, it became a thing, a matter of protecting myself and my family. And so I learned how to shoot, and I the difference between how I felt before that, which was helpless, and after that, when I had a tool that I could use to defend myself if it became necessary, was enormous. And so, you know, women can feel empowered. And so I do believe it's a war on women. I believe they are taking away my right to protect myself. And, you know, if a person chooses not to go and purchase a firearm, that is, I respect that. I realize that people who have not grown up in a culture where firearms were just kind of the norm. I grew up in a rural community, and so hunting and you know, my dad was a Marine, and so, you know, this was just the norm for us. I realize not everybody grows up that way, and so I understand that there is a fear of firearms, but it's a tool just like anything else, and you learn how to use that tool properly and effectively and safely, and it can save your life and be a, you know, huge empowerment for a woman.
I just could not agree more. That was one of the points I was going to bring up, and I'm so glad you did. Just that there's a notion that in America, essentially, that the Second Amendment exists, but there's a notion, too, about just freedom and individual choice. And I hear women say, well, I'd never want to own a gun. I think that's fine. It's just no one's saying you have to, but why are you telling other people they have to, and they have to have that same fear of guns that you do? I think there's a real need to just to say, you know, fine for those. If you don't want to have one, don't, but don't take away my right to defend myself. Okay, one last thing, because we're up against our break time, trying to comply with these little break times here. Well, every segment I have goes long because everybody's fun to talk to. But you mentioned your article about how the lawmakers, especially those on the left, tend to just say, well, the answer is gun control and take away people's guns. So if that's not what American people want, I mean, I always urge people, you have to let your views be known. Tell your friends, tell your elected officials. And I think that's part of what Smart Girl Politics is about, too, is just tell your elected officials how you feel about these issues. Is that right?
Absolutely. That I would say would be the primary thing. Tell let them know how you feel and educate your friends and family. My other point would be, If you are in favor of this, go buy a gun and learn how to use it safely, and then educate others. You know, feel empowered, and then go and, you know, teach others how to feel the same way. But yes, absolutely, letting your officials know how you feel and educating others are the primary things.
Absolutely. We are speaking with Tammy Nance, who is the editor-in-chief for Smart Girl Politics. I urge you, and if you can just say quickly, the website for Smart Girl Politics is?
SmartGirlPolitics.com.
Okay. It's a great website. It's a great organization. Tammy, thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much.
This is Debbie Georges and Ladies Can We Talk. We're going to zip off to our break and come back and talk to us a little more about the gun thing. But then I want to turn and tell you an amazing thing. Did you know that your tax dollars are being used by United States Navy to help their Navy men in the Navy, learn to combat male privilege and to instead embrace the cycle of equity with women? Not kidding. Come back after the break to Ladies Can We Talk at 660 AM. The Answer.
Saying I don't know is no longer acceptable. This is 660 AM. The Answer.
Bill Bennett isn't sure which side to back in Syria.
A growing number of Democrats are joining GOP voices and calling for a no-fly zone. And Hillary's for it. Obama's opposed, so where does a man go? A man like me. Do you go with Obama or do you go with Hillary? As we say in philosophy, a case of
insufficient options.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America, weekday mornings at 5, right before the Mark Davis Show at 7 on 660 AM. The Answer.
My fellow Americans, liberty.
Liberty.
This is your Liberty Minute.
Liberty Minute.
With Debbie Georgiadis.
In May of 2015, Baltimore suffered its deadliest month in over four decades, 43 citizens gunned down, including women and children. The response from the American left is predictable. More gun control laws. Americans, you need to take notice, stand up, and stop this. Urban crime rates are going up. The left is demonizing the police and emboldening lawbreakers. So police are backing off from law enforcement. Gun control laws don't even remotely address this. They just make it harder for law-abiding citizens to buy guns for their own protection. But more important, the Second Amendment is critical to liberty. The right to keep and bear arms maintains a balance of power between the people and the government. It is the fundamental antidote to tyranny. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and this is your Liberty Minute on the Second Amendment.
What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door?
Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Sí?
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari?
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish?
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish, to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-500-3022. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. Practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-500-3022. That's 1-800-500-3022.
This plan is not insurance and does not meet minimum credible coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act. This discount card program contains a 30-day cancellation and refund period. Administrator and benefits limited Dallas, Texas, not available in all states.
You went to the dentist and he said you have to have a root canal and a crown. That's going to eat up almost $3,000. You could get it all for around $1,600. That's almost 50% less because you're a member of RealMedSavings.com. What is Real Med Savings? It's a membership like a discount club that lets you access huge networks of medical professionals for a whole lot less money. You save money because we've already negotiated the discounts. RealMedSavings.com costs less than a dollar a day for the whole family. But RealMedSavings is not just for dental. It's doctor's consultations, vision, prescription drugs, and more. There's no long-term commitment and no salesman is going to call. Cancel anytime. Save real money on healthcare you need and use for everyday medical problems. Real medical savings for your entire family. RealMedSavings.com.
Do you want to change the lives of children in our community? If so, join us at the Nancy Lieberman Charity Celebrity Golf Tournament Tuesday, October 13th at Prestonwood Country Club in Plano. Join us for a day of friends, fun, and golf as we raise money for children here in the Metroplex. If you want to chip in and play or sponsor, call 972-473-2121 or go to NancyLiebermanCharities.org. Thanks to all our sponsors, and I'm looking forward to a great day on the links.
Dallas, Fort Worth's home for stimulating talk. 660 AM, The Answer.
Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey there, welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. I'm going to turn in just a moment to the things I told you I was going to talk about, but I want to just tell you two quick things. A really, really fun thing happened recently. I do a lot of public speaking, and I went to speak in East Texas at a really big, it was an amazing big meeting, big club. And so I was waiting my turn to speak, and they had club meeting, they're talking about things. And they had a woman come and sing, and so she sang instead of she sang these patriotic songs. And my, so my husband is there. He's in the back of the room at my book table because I sell my book when I'm speaking. And he's texting me from the back of the room saying, you got to get this lady's music. It's so awesome. So on this show, Ladies Can We Talk, the music is going to change as of next week. This woman, I want to tout her name. I'm going to do a commercial for her. Her name is Krista Branch. And her husband writes lyrics and music, and she sings at a powerful voice. And her music, I'm going to tell you, was like, we have been talking in this show about wanting to have music that was patriotic or just a little more, but not just, you know, singing the national anthem, but something that really captured the heart of what America is. And her music does that. And so I talk with her afterwards, and we are all set up. We're going to move next week to music, new music on the show. Krista Branch's music and a lot of our intakes and outtakes and breaks and all that stuff. It's amazingly powerful, patriotic, beautiful music. Krista Branch, check her out on online and order her music. I did buy her CD. You will love it. And this, it will really add to the patriotic feel to the show. Okay, so now what I want to get to in this segment, I want to mention Krista Branch, K-R-I-S-T-A Branch. Okay, what I want to talk about is the top of the next hour at 7 o'clock, we have a gentleman calling in named Chris Peranto, or he has his code name was Tonto, and he is featured, his story, his real life true story is featured in the book 13 Hours, which is going to be made into a movie in January, coming out January 15th. It's 13 Hours, is the untold story behind Benghazi and what really happened in September of 2012 in Benghazi. So, I want you, you're going to hear this amazing story from him and his life. The book is riveting. The movie, I can just tell from the trailer, will be wonderful. So I want to set the table for that by saying this is what the military is supposed to be. It's really, now he wasn't precisely in the military by the time this was happening. He was with the American-run security forces. He had been an Army Ranger, but at the point when this was happening, he was with a American security force. But the point is, when you're really having your job in the military is to defend America, to defend America's interests, to, you know, fight bad guys, to kill the bad people, to protect the good people, to destroy the enemy's property, to crush the enemy so they don't come here, to crush the enemy so they don't want to come and fight America. This is the job of the military. It is not to do all sorts of social experiments. It's not about, trying to have the military be some kind of, peacekeeping force. There's a peacekeeping force the UN has, and we're part of that. But the American military is the commander-in-chief's the single most important job the president has, and the military is the vehicle the president uses to protect America. And so you'll hear this bravery, this young man, Chris Peranto. But I'm going to tell you what this president, how this president, President Obama, thinks about the military. Two quick things. One is President Obama has, in the words of this caption, squeezed Republican throats. President Obama announced this past week that he would veto the Defense Authorization Bill. The bill passed to fund our military. He threatened to veto the Defense Authorization Bill unless it closed down Guantanamo Bay. This, as you may know, is a long-term battle, or they call it Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. The president and people on the left want to shut it down. It's full of terrorists, prisoners who need to be somewhere, not loose in the world. And the president wants to shut it down. Congress passed the law funding the military. And the president is saying he will veto it unless it defunds Gitmo. Now, I want to ask you something. You always hear about the complaints about the Republicans willing to shut down government. What about Obamacare? And that we had Ted Cruz willing to shut down government. This is the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, saying, I will shut down funding to the military unless I get my pet peeve way. This is atrocious. This is a man who does not respect the American military. On top of that, I want you to know something, and again, I'll put these up on the Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page, and I will put this up in a posting on the brand new, spanking new, fabulous looking new website, ladiescanwetalk.org. We have a great new website. It has podcasts from the show. It has, talking points of all sorts of things. It's just a fount of knowledge. It's a place to check every day, new videos, new postings, things to keep you actively engaged. Well, I'll post a link to this story. The United States Navy, the U.S. Navy's Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, has issued a warning about, and I quote, male privilege and teaching. It's teaching our Navy guys how to fight male privilege. They put up these two wheels, these diagrams on the Navy's website, and it's talking about, just so you understand, is talking about how Navy people in the Navy should treat their wives, should behave in their personal lives with their wives. They had examples like if a wife says, my Navy husband, I asked him, this is their example, stop by the grocery store on the way home from work and pick up milk. And he said, no, that's women's work. And so they're trying to teach Navy men to be more sensitive about this, to understand that you really should not have, you know, strictly defined male, female roles. Now look, ladies, my husband and I have a great marriage, a perfect marriage, actually. He would pick up milk on the way home, and I would do errands for him. My point is not whether the husband should pick up milk or not. My point is your tax dollars should not be used by United States Navy fussing into social engineering in people's marriages and telling married members of the Navy how they should treat their wives and whether they ought to stop and pick up milk on the way home. This entire, these wheels, one's called the Wheel of Power and Control, and the other one's called the Equity Wheel. And they're actually telling grown men, grown married men, how they should interact with their wives, how they should divide the responsibilities at home, how they should agree that they're equal and they're going to equally divide things. This is social engineering, busybodying, waste of your tax dollars. These Navy guys ought to be spending all their money on making sure the Navy does the right thing in defending America. Okay, we got to zip off to our break here. This is a top of the hour break, and we're going to, after the break, have on Chris Tonto Peranto from Benghazi fame. This is Debbie Georgiadis, Ladies Community Talk, 660 AM The Answer. Come on back after our break. Democrat presidential candidate Bernie Sanders announced recently that health care is a right, something government must provide. This is wrong. Health care is a necessity, a responsibility, but not a right. Rights are things like the freedom of speech, religion, and assembly. Nothing that costs money can be a right, or else Americans would have the right to enslave each other. That may sound harsh, but it's true. Let's start with the basics. Governments have no money. The money they spend comes from taxes they forcibly collect from you and your neighbors. But healthcare costs money, educating and paying professionals, producing medicines, etc. If you have the right to make the government pay for your healthcare, you have the right to force your fellow citizens to work and pay taxes to buy your healthcare. Knowing the difference between real rights and things that are not rights is vital, or else we get duped into enslaving each other. This is Debbie Georgiadis. Please keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday at 6 p.m. on 660 AM The Answer. We talk truth about America.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15, and shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able